Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. What's up? If you literally just tuned in, this is your very first time listening, I'm so sorry, man. Apologies ahead of time. Go back. Listen about the first 800 shows. Get a little bit accustomed to the message and then come back and think, you know, the guy's not as crazy as I thought. Or maybe you won't think. I don't know. I got a lot on my mind I got to share with you. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I have a dream. Man, I have a dream. You have a dream. Google Martin Luther King Jr. Look at all that he had to endure. And then look at yourself and think, you know, could I do 5% of that? Just 5% of what that guy had to put up with? All the racism, the hatred, everything that working against him, being jailed, arrested, and ultimately met his demise by James Earl Ray in Memphis. And I'm telling you, man, that guy inspires me. I hope he inspires you. Just an incredible legacy. I don't know, and I'm not throwing this out there. First of all, the show isn't rehearsed. I got no notes in front of me. I just know today is MLK Day, and I'm all fired up, man, and I'm jacked up. But I think of all the individuals that I've, the famous people, you know, the people who have made just their impact on the world, and pick a business person, a political figure, whoever, Mother Teresa, I mean, millions of people. I don't know of too many that I would hold up there next to Martin Luther King because of just, I don't know, man. A guy just, I was born right around the time his life was ending. I was born in 1968, so I didn't have an opportunity to live through those years. But those civil rights years, as I look back and watch the old films of those, strike me as just an incredible time. And I don't mean incredible like, yay, amazing. I just mean an incredible time to be alive, just to witness history from that respect and watch it unfold. And now looking back on it 50 years, thinking, holy cow, man, we really used to think like that. We really used to do that to people. And here's a guy who had all that courage. I'm just, I don't know, super, much respect, just super impressed with Martin Luther King Jr. Now, all of that. So happy MLK Day to you. Coming off a wild weekend. And I reflect back, as I always do, what was I doing last week at this time? What were you doing last Monday? What were we doing? What was on your mind? Did you have important things you wanted to accomplish? You know, some people last Monday were gripping about what they had to do the next 4 or 5 days. Thinking about today, they were thinking on January 8th, 2018, what they had to do January 15th, and they died on January 14th or January 10th or whatever it is. See what I mean? It's like that fast. How many people do you know? I don't know if it's just me and I'm super hypersensitive now to obituaries, and I'm getting up there in age. By the way, I got a push-up challenge that I'm going to be doing as well, 333 push-ups a day, every day for the next 30 days for 10,000 push-ups in the next month. I think I want to keep that up after that as well, but if you'd like to join me, cool. We'll do it. I'll be updating my Instagram, Twitter, letting everybody in on it. I don't know if you even give a rip about it, but just why? Why would I do 10,000 push-ups in a month? I don't know. I'll be 50. I keep saying it. I want to. I can. I know I can. I think the most push-ups I've done in a day might be 500, 600. That was back 3 years ago when I was definitely in much better shape than I am now. But why not? Why not be able to do it? So here's the way I'm looking at it. I'm going to do 100 in the morning. And it's 11 a.m. right now, so I'm going to do them as soon as I finish recording this show. By the way, this isn't the only show I'm doing today. I hope that's okay. I just got a lot to talk about, man. I'm reading the book Tribe, which I think is really cool as well. I want to talk about that. Tribe by, Sebastian Junger J-U-N-G-E-R, I think, Sebastian Junger. Check it out, Tribes. Quick read, might be even 100 pages on Amazon. Oprah recommended it on her Super Soul podcast, so that's why I got it. 10,000 push-ups this month just because I want to, and I'm going to get ripped. And that's just it. I might go to the gym a couple times this week as well. I'm not going to change my diet. I just had about 12 wings yesterday, hot, watching an amazing NFL weekend. Vikings, the finish of that Vikings game, I know we have people that listen in 100 different countries, so you may not be familiar with NFL football. The way that game finished, the mini miracle in Minneapolis was redonkulous. What a great game. And then the Jaguars put a whooping on the Steelers. Who'd have thunk that? Anyway, great weekend, had wings with the family. Last year at this time, I was watching NFL football, having wings with the family, but I was living in a little McMansion here, our little 4,000 square foot home with, you know, whatever, 50 bathrooms, 100 bedrooms, and all huge basement and all this stuff. And my wife and I made a decision. We put the house on the market January 7th of last year, and we got this little old farmhouse, 200-year-old farmhouse, which I'm in right now, recording the show, looking out the window, and it's a little bit colder than our old house because there literally is no insulation. You put your hand up against the wall. It's 5 degrees out, and you might as well be putting your hand outside. And we're getting windows, but we didn't do it before this winter, so it's really the old windows. We actually have a stained glass window, too. Check that out. We have a nightly visit from Rocky the Raccoon, comes up on the porch. Dogs go crazy. They're inside. A lot of things are different. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's a lot of social pressure to make changes. I mean, I have people in my sphere of influence, not necessarily locally, because as you know, if you follow the show, I have no friends. So most of my friends, if not all of them, are online or speakers that travel. And they don't live in 200-year-old farmhouses, 1,800 square feet with one full bath. Why the hell would I do that? Are you going backwards, Sam? Do you have a scarcity mindset? No, I got a no BS mindset. We had a dining room nobody dined in. We had a study where nobody studied. We had a basement nobody used, full basement with a full bath. We had all this stuff, all this space, and nobody used it. I don't give a crap how much money you make. That's stupid. S-T-O-O-P-I-D. Stupid. You hear what I'm talking about? So if you're feeling any societal pressure, you got to keep up. And what are people going to think if I don't? You know what they're going to think? They're going to think, wow, you got your priorities in order. Did I have people look at me sideways? Of course, man, of course. I remember going over, one of my daughters has a friend who lives literally in probably a $2 million home. I'm not even kidding you. And that's a lot here in Cincinnati to drop a couple mil on a house. I mean, this thing, the basement is bigger than where I live now, put it that way. You could put a bowling alley in that thing. And we were over there for dinner, and they're like, oh, wow, you're moving. Where are you moving to? And I told them where the house was. They're like, oh, I think I know you. I go, yeah, probably not the house you're thinking of. I got 1,800 square feet, 200-year-old farmhouse. Oh. Oh, my. It sounds, here's the operative word. It sounds cute. Yeah, it is. Yeah, real cute, actually. For a guy, it's super cute. You know what else is cute? The fact that I don't got to keep up with you. You know what else is cute is that I have a purpose in my life. You know what else is cute is that I want to live a life of significance. And you know what else is cute is that I don't need to keep up with the Joneses. I just don't. I have no desire, nor does my wife, which makes for a really good marriage when you downsize and your wife's all fired up. We converted, just finished this past weekend, converting the dining room into a master bedroom. I put together this dresser from IKEA. It took me from noon till 8 at night, which I was, had I been on videotape, would not have, my salvation would have been taken from me. I'd have to earn it back again. That's what I was kind of swearing while I was doing this. But I'm telling you, man, it's really cool. What do I say? It's better to what, guys? It's better to create than it is to maintain. It's much better to create than it is to maintain. You know what's pretty cool to create? Memories. You know what sucks maintaining? The status quo, keeping up with the Joneses, living life for somebody else to impress people that you don't even like. That really, really sucks. And I did that for the longest time, and you might be doing it right now. Go create something, man. Go create. You don't even need money. We dropped from our home of 4,000 square feet down to 1,800, but we gained an acre of land, a flipping acre. Do you know how much an acre is, how big that is? Neither do I. You know how much I care? Nada. Because when I look out my window, I see grass and I got no neighbors. And here was the litmus test. The realtor asked, what kind of house you want? My only response was, be able to take a leak off the deck. That's it. And my wife rolled her eyes. And you might be too right now. I'm just telling you, that was the only requirement. That's it. No neighbors. That was it. Like, I don't think I can type that into the MLS. I'm like, yeah, probably not. But that's the requirement for my home. And we found it. We found it. The in-ground pool gets opened in just 3 months. That's it. 90 days away. I got to get my oil changed this week just so I can look at the 90-day sticker that says April 15th, which is the week we're going to be opening the pool, and I can just count it down, and every time I look at that oil change sticker, I can see that's my pool that's going to be open. You see, baby, here's the deal. Life is about creating. It's not about maintaining. So nobody's going to care how much money you got in your old bank account. Nobody's going to care about the car you're driving. Nobody cares, period. At all. The only one that should care are you, your loved ones, about are you living your life's purpose. That's it. And the good news is it doesn't cost anything. That's the good news. It doesn't cost anything. But if you want to build it out, damn it, do it. Get that landing page up. Get the video up. Get a quick 5 to 7 page ebook up that's your free giveaway to everybody that opts in. Build that email list. Create your podcast, your video. Just do it. Get it going. Quit worrying, which is a down payment on a problem that most likely will never happen. Quit worrying about what might not happen, what might go wrong, what might. What if you succeed? What if you crush it? What if you start building that dream? What if that happens? Are you even prepared for that? That's what stops most people. It's not the fear of failure. It's the fear of success, thinking, wow, somebody pays me 10 grand to coach me. Then what do I got to do? Well, you got to coach them. But the good news is you already have all that intellectual property in your mind anyway. All you got to do is now share it. So it's not the fear of failure that's going to trip you up. It's the fear of success. Like, oh my, oh shit, what do I do now? You know? So if you got to downsize, downsize. If you got to drive a 78 Pinto, go drive it. Nobody cares. Nobody's watching. You know who's watching? Your kids, your loved ones. They want to make sure you're happy. They want to make sure you have joyfulness. They want to make sure you're living your purpose, not tied to some stupid paradigm that somebody else is living. That's their life. Let them live that. You go be you. Man, I got a lot inside to share. This ain't the last show today. No, 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 not even close. Not even close. If you're on a treadmill, if you're in the car, if you're mowing the lawn, if you're shoveling the sidewalks, if you're going for a walk, you're going for a run, hell, if you're just sitting there, you're coming back with another show. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.